Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most dynamic people I've ever met in my natural life, Judge Glenda Hatchett, is in the building. Judge, okay, let me first update people, okay? You got two shows on TV right now. You have The Verdict on Peachtree TV, comes on at 2:30 p.m. weekdays. You also have Judge Hatchett, which is syndicated all over the place, right? You have your law firm, the Hatchett Firm, which is a national firm specializing in catastrophic injury, wrongful death, trucking accidents, police misconduct. I remember when you took on the Castile case.
Yes.
I remember
yes.
that you and I talked on the phone at that time.
Yes, we did.
Maternal mortality because your son, your son married a woman, your daughter-in-law.
Right.
And the hospital was negligent.
Right.
When she was giving birth and she passed away. And I remember hosting
yes.
an event. Remember, it was your son, myself, Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And
at the SCLC.
At the SCLC National Women's Luncheon.
Right.
And man, he told this story. He had these pictures, great presentation. I could barely continue the program.
Yes.
There was not a dry eye in that place.
Yes.
But you have incorporated all of this into your legal practice and your impact in this country. How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's been a challenging time. It really has. I won't lie to you. I thought that my father's sudden death 26 years ago would be the hardest thing I'd ever face in my life. I was wrong. Losing Kira, and I never refer to her as my daughter-in-law. I always refer to her as my daughter.
Yeah.
Because that's what she was to me. But what Charles said at her funeral and has proven to be true is that we must move the pain into purpose. And I believe that the awareness now around this issue, particularly women of color, mm-hmm. I'm just going straight out, black women die four to five times. We thought it was three to four. The most recent study is four to five times.
Amazing.
More often than white women in this
giving
country.
Birth.
Giving birth.
And we're supposed to be this great, highly advanced, medically advanced nation.
Right. And Georgia now, Rashad, is 50th in the nation when
what?
It comes to maternal deaths. 50th. We are 50th in the nation.
Wow.
And so I didn't know this before Kira died, and we have to give voice to it, and we have to be diligent about it. And a young woman said to me last night, I was out at dinner, and she said, Judge, I am afraid to have a baby now. I said, No. Do not be afraid to have a baby. Mm-hmm. We just have to be very clear about advocating for our needs in this process. And so that's what we're doing. And we're working hard on this to make a difference. But I know that we're saving lives. We get letters and calls and emails. If I had not known Kira's story, my wife would have hemorrhaged to death.
Mm.
My daughter would have died. My best friend would have died. And so we're clear that her death is giving life to other people.
Sometimes experts are wrong.
Yes.
Sometimes experts are wrong.
Yes.
And we have been trained as a society to believe in experts more than we believe in our intuition.
Yes, yes, yes. And I carried a lot of guilt, I'll be honest, because they had we have an 18-month-old. Their little boy was 18 months old. I left the hospital to take him home because he had been there since noon, about 8 o'clock that night. And I carried a lot of guilt because I would have called everybody.
Making mountains move because.
Oh, I would have.
Right.
But they said she's going to be fine. Mm. We're giving her transfusions. Her aunt, who was a nurse, left the hospital, so I figured we were good, and we weren't.
Yeah.
So it was a tough journey, but we're standing strong because we must.
Yeah. you are continuing to fight in social circles, civic engagement. I know you love the element of law because you see exactly how it transforms
yes.
communities.
Yes.
Let's talk about what attracted you to this profession in the first place.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I didn't go right to law school. I worked for a year. Mm-hmm. And then I came back home and came back home to go to law school, went to Emory. But I really felt like this is how I could make a difference. I went into corporate law at first. I back up from that. I had the privilege, and I counted a privilege, Rashad. I was the law clerk for Judge Horace T. Ward, who was the first black federal judge in the Deep South.
Wow.
And I'm going to take 30 seconds to tell this story because this is history and we need to know our history.
Yes.
When he was sworn in that morning, everybody, you could not get in the courtroom. This is an old federal courthouse downtown. People were out in the vestibule, out on the sidewalk, down the streets. It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. And the courtroom was packed. There was one seat in the jury box. He motioned for me, and I ran up. Judge, what do you need? Because I'm a young kid right out of law school. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I was just so honored to have this opportunity. He said, take a seat. I said, oh, no, Judge, I'm good. He said, I said, take a seat. Mm-hmm. And Rashad, when I took that seat, I had a front row seat, literally and figuratively, to history.
Yeah.
Because when he raised his right, when he put his hand on that Bible, raised his right hand to take the oath of office, he took it in the same courtroom where he had been denied admission to the University of Georgia's law school decades before, because most people don't realize he was the first plaintiff to file suit to integrate the University of Georgia. This is a man out of Morehouse, Phi Beta Kappa, honor, had a degree from AU, applied. They said no. He said, why? They said, we are not going to admit any Negro students.
Wow.
Guess who his lawyer was?
Who?
Thurgood Marshall.
I love it.
We got to celebrate that history. That's he was at tremendous. The NAACP Legal Defense Fund. He took the case and, you know, didn't win. But decades later, see how God works, he became a federal judge in the same courtroom.
Same courtroom. Nothing but God.
Nothing but God.
Nothing but God. We got more on the other side. In the studio, I have Judge Glenda Hatchett, 404-892-2703. That's your call-in number. We got more. Stick and stay. The Rashad Richard Morning Show.
I'm sorry. I talked too long.
Joe, he's still the realest man in talk radio on News and Talk 1380.
What's happening? Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio, the legendary Judge Glenda Hatchett currently has two shows on TV, Peachtree TV at 2:30, The Verdict, and Judge Hatchett. The show is syndicated. Judge, I'm trying to get one show on TV. I got segments here and there, but I'm trying to just get my own show. Let me fill in on the bench every now and
then. Okay, all right. You would be great.
You are still active with law. You are likely the only woman, specifically black woman for sure, that has a bona fide national law firm.
Yes.
Let's talk about your law firm. Let's also talk about the Philando Castile case. We covered that extensively on my program.
You did, and I really appreciate that. People ask me all the time, you know, why the law firm, national law firm established here in Atlanta, because a lot of people don't realize. They think, oh, you know, I'm from New York, I'm from L.A. I was born and raised in Atlanta. Yeah. Atlanta is home for me.
That's right.
And so I am here doing this, and I stepped out on faith to do this because I have seen too many folk, and too many folk have come to me after the fact that they were not treated well by lawyers. And what I know is that you have to have somebody who can swing up for you, who's not afraid to go to court. So when I show up in court, they go, oh.
Exactly.
Right? Oh. Right. So quick story, I was striking a jury. My son is my law partner, and he was stuck out of the country, flight, all that. So I went over to strike the jury, and opposing counsel looked up and went, oh, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
And so he said to the jury pool, how many of you all know who she is? And everybody fell out laughing.
Wow.
I mean, everybody fell out laughing. And one guy raised his hand. He said, I'm going to tell you right now, whatever she says, I'm going to believe.
And I'm thinking, don't say that. Just keep that to yourself.
Come on, man.
Right? It's a code here.
Right. So I've worked hard to earn a reputation
yes.
of integrity. So if people see me on your side of the table, they know I believe in it.
That's right.
So long story short, too, that I really want to use that for the good of people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I took on the Philando Castile case. I mean, think about it. Kira died that April. This was July. Naima Rashad, who is our chief of staff, said, Judge, you don't have a choice. You've got to go to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And she booked the flights. And so we showed up. We were there. And that was important to me. Because I said when I walked into Valerie's house that Sunday, I said, this could have been my son.
Yeah.
Rashad, I never said that again. Because I always after that said, he was my son.
Mm.
Because until we start seeing these young men as ours, then we will never coalesce as a community
yeah.
and do what we need to do.
There's a connection with people that I think gets lost sometimes in the narrative.
Yes.
And
yes.
that's how we can, at times, make decisions that seem inhumane because we're not looking at them as people.
We're not looking at them as people. And, you know, I mean, and I'm a strong woman, but one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life was to walk into that morgue and see his body, lifeless body, when I tell you ripped apart
yeah.
with bullets, and I'm thinking, why?
And for those who may not remember the exact details of the case,
yes.
Philando Castile was in a vehicle. He was with his woman, and there was a child.
Yes, her little girl, four years old.
Her little girl was in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Philando had a license to carry. He told the cops, I have a license to carry. I have a gun, and he was killed. He was killed. He did not reach for his gun.
He did not.
And you were able to successfully get the cop indicted. It was the first time in that state.
Ever in history.
Right. That a cop has ever been indicted.
Ever.
You got him indicted for that.
I did. And it was an uphill battle because, you know, I had to petition to get a special prosecutor
yep.
assigned to the case. And I went to the U.S. Department of Justice and... frankly, we got a assistant U.S. attorney cross-deputized to also help try that case because
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to leave anything to chance on that. I wanted to give that family the best shot that we could. And so we worked as hard as we could. In fact, we literally were there for the 3 weeks of the trial from jury selection all the way to the verdict because Valerie was more than a client
yeah.
to me. You know, she was a black mother who lost her son and should have never had to deal with that kind of grief.
And I think people need to remember when cases like this happen, you're unable. You cannot sit as co-counsel to the prosecution.
I cannot.
You are not prosecuting the case.
I cannot.
That is left up to the government to do.
Right.
And so when cases don't end up the way we want them to, sometimes we have a tendency to say, well, hey, what happened with the attorney? Well, the attorney did exactly what they were supposed to do. You pushed the issue. You got an indictment.
Right.
The public was on your side. You made sure facts were facts and
right.
rumors were dispelled.
Right.
You did what you were supposed to do and did a great job at it.
Thank you. It was tough, but I am proud of the work that we did. The president actually called Valerie the morning of the press conference from Air Force One.
Wow.
We got him to do that, and I was very grateful that he did that. Every national media cut to the press conference in front of the Capitol live.
Yeah.
Every single one.
That's right.
Interrupted because we weren't playing with them.
Yeah.
And people know if I call a press conference, I rarely call one.
Right.
But when I call one, I mean business. But that's the kind of attention that needed to happen. You know, because I don't need the attention. I'm not out here every minute, you know, in front of the cameras. But when I do, people know I mean business and they show up.
You have such a remarkable life professionally because you are a celebrity. You are equal part celebrity and attorney, okay?
I've been blessed.
You have been blessed.
I have.
And you have maintained significant credibility in the marketplace. That is such a unique combination today, because sometimes we see television judges can become gimmicky. You have never become that.
Thank you.
You have always maintained significant integrity.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your firm, because there are people listening right now
that
could benefit from the services you guys offer.
Yes.
So let's talk about what you do.
Yes. So I do the police misconduct cases. Now, come on. You know, if you got stopped and you think it was a bad stop, I don't do those kind of cases. But if you've been hurt, injured, somebody in your family has, you know, I'm gonna do what I can to fight out for you. But I also take on catastrophic injury cases, because too many people in our community, frankly, go to the jingle law firms.
Right.
Settle quickly
right.
for a case.
And the people that are on the other side, they know these cats don't go to court.
Right.
right.
And so you know, if I show up in court with you, they know, come on.
Yeah.
And so what happens is that too many people come after the fact, after they've settled for pennies, and come to me, and there's nothing I can do.
That's right.
And they'll say, oh, Judge, you know, I wish I'd come to you first. Well, no, you need to come to me first. You know, I'm right downtown. I'm in the 191 building, thehatchetfirm.com. I'm online. I have an 800 number. People call me from all over the country. But if I take your case, we take it. We fight hard for you. Good example is Whitney's daughter, Bobby Christina.
Mm-hmm.
We took the civil case on that, Rashad. I was co-counsel on that case.
Wow.
And David Ware, my dear friend, excellent lawyer, came to me and said, Glenda, I need you to second chair on this case. Mm-hmm. Shortly after Kira died, I said, I can't do it. He said, I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, we went in on the civil case, and we proved that no good, I can't say it on the air, killed her.
Wow.
We proved that in a civil case, and we got a verdict of $36 million.
Wow.
And I stood up and did the closing argument on that.
Amazing. Amazing. Listen, I want to make sure people who are listening right now, if you want a serious attorney, you have some issues that you're dealing with, you have been wronged because of police misconduct, there's been injury to you or your family, or there's been catastrophic injury due to an accident, workplace injury, whatever it may be, I need you to call them. You can call them. The phone call doesn't cost you anything, okay?
Right.
All right, you can call 1-844-HATCHET, 1-844-HATCHET, H-A-T-C-H-E-T-T, 1-844-HATCHET, or you can go to the website now, thehatchetfirm.com. TheHatchetFirm.com. And you can follow IG, Twitter, at Judge Hatchet.
You can.
Yeah, all day.
All day.
And listen, I'm looking forward to continuing 2020, working with you in any way.
I do too. You got to come down to the office.
Anytime. You tell me when.
Okay. We're going to get on your calendar before we leave here. You got to come down to the office. We'd love for you to come in this
Love way. To be there. I'll put some pics up on social media and say I'm in Judge Hatchet's office.
Fabulous.
Thank you. I appreciate all you do, Judge.
Oh, I appreciate you. I appreciate you standing for truth.
Absolutely. Phone lines are jam-packed. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.